Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant day to Grenada, Caracou, Piedmont, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you are. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance, and today I have a very interesting person with me, and many of you know him as Mr. Obike, Ambrose Lewis Obike. And he is the Accountant General in the Ministry of Finance. And as you know, every week I try to find somebody interesting inside of the Ministry of Finance to talk with them. And so he will be with us today for the next 30 minutes. And you better listen, because he has some interesting things to talk to us about and to bring some clarity about a number of questions I would put forward to him today. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. We take a word from our sponsors. We come right back as we continue our discussion today with Mr. Obike.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to have you with us today. I have with me in the studio Mr. Ambrose Lewis Obike. He is the Accountant General within the Ministry of Finance. As I said, a man who holds a bag for the Prime Minister. Good day to you, sir.
Thank you, my brother, and good day to the listening public out there in Grenada and the wider region.
Well, it's good to have you with us. You originally from where?
By God's grace, I was born in Nigeria and have become a Caribbean by aeroplane.
I've never heard that. Okay, you heard that from the man himself, Mr. Obike. Now, talk to us. How long have you been within the Ministry of Finance, and when did you become the Accountant General for the Ministry of Finance here in Grenada?
Thank you, brother. I started working in the Ministry of Finance in 2003. So I have been here for about 11 years.
Wow.
And by God's grace, I became Accountant General on August 2010. Mm-hmm. So I have been on that seat for about 4 years now.
4 years. What has it been like for you being the Accountant General? Tell us a little bit of inside story about what it's like working for the Prime Minister.
My brother, it's interesting, when you go and study in any profession, the aim is to be able to do your best and get to the top if you can. And God has been so great to me, blessing me beyond my imaginations. So it has been like any other job, management of financial resources, especially when the economy is in a low ebb. We say commonly managing scarce resources. It has never been easy. Every financial controller worldwide is looking at inflows and outflows. It's a challenge, but human beings have to do it.
But one would ask, what is the job of the Accountant General? What does that entail?
Using the biblical phrase, Joseph was put in charge of Pharaoh's treasury. So if we copy a verse from that Exodus story, we would see that Accountant General is primarily responsible for holding all government revenues from wherever they come from, the main source being what we call the Consolidated Revenue Fund, which is, in a layman's language, the bag of the government. All revenues enter the same bag. However, there are other revenues that come, whether they come as loans or grants for specific projects. The Accountant General is responsible for holding them, recording them, putting them in the bank for safety, and being able to advise based on the budget how they flow out.
So you are the briefcase man for the government.
The briefcase is a modern language, but Treasury has been there from time immemorial.
The Treasury
has been the old bag of the government. Like any other company or any other individual, all of us have our little old bags.
To hold. Now, tell me, your job must be one of the hardest jobs in government. How do you manage to be able to balance that and being sure, especially at times when governments are having difficulties to pay salaries and there is not enough money in the Treasury? How do you manage that challenging job? Because it is, if you don't pay, a lot of people do not eat. So talk to us about managing that position.
Thank you, Pastor. You see, and in fact, I want to thank you for that compliment, because I wouldn't like to think my job is the hardest or one of the hardest. I would rather prefer to think it's a challenging job. And like any other management assignment, is a challenge. So being able to manage at this level is like being able to project the inflows, what is going to come in, and looking at all the commitments of the enterprise and how to apportion them, managing the outflows as at when they should go, when they should come, and looking at what are priorities. We are dealing with issues where every organization has to borrow at one time or the other. Servicing the debt is part of our outflows. Being able to pay commitments such as service providers, contractors, suppliers, etc. Looking at different ministries and their needs, because we cannot do without the health service, neither can we overlook the education service or the public works or issues of tourism and airlift. So one has to sit down and be able to say, okay, when is it critical that A must be done and B can wait, etc., etc. This is a balancing act, and that is what we are trained to do.
Okay, so it is to manage and balance that a country itself do not remain stagnant.
Yes, the country is like a moving vehicle. The tires are important, the wheels are important, the brakes are important, the lights are equally important. Like this morning, we had some rain. Anybody on the road would know that if your wipers are not working, you may not be able to be on the road. If the tires are not good, you may not be on the road. So every segment of government is quite important. An accountant general must be able to be very balanced to see that every part of government is a part of the body, and you have to keep all segments going.
Okay. Now, the last time I spoke with a permanent secretary, Mr. Timothy Entwined, he told me your department was preparing the paycheck for pensioners, and pensioners have been waiting since he said that. What is the status of this matter within your ministry, not within your ministry, but within your department?
Thanks very much. We have progressed well in handling the issues of pensioners. As you are aware, government and the unions agreed sometime in 2012, and government started implementing the payment of those back pays from August last year. We made the first payment in August, did the second payment in November, did another one in April, and the last one in August this year. However, we only paid pensioners for the first installment. That means we are owing pensioners for three installments. This is another balancing act. We have started the computation. However, last week, the chikungunya virus got hold of four out of five of the officers dealing with that issue. I must use this opportunity to apologize to all our pensioners for the delay, because based on my plan, we ought to have paid it this last week.
Okay.
We could not. Not because of short of financial resources, but we have not been able to finish the computation. This weekend, I'm going to put extra hands to them, because three out of the four have come back. And normally we have to pay end of month for the pension, normal pension. This is back pay. And this country has more than 10 pension laws, which has to be applied in making these computations of back pay. Pension is one of the most complicated aspects of our work, because each group have a different law and a different formula which has to be used to compute.
Wow.
I must tell you, I can say for sure that we are about 90% complete with what we want to do. Hence, I can say that the financial resources wouldn't pose a major problem. It's never enough, but we are provided for what we will use to pay them. Before the end of the month, first week in October, they should all be paid. And what I mean, they should all be paid, we are talking about being able to pay all the differentials that have occurred for the last three segments of payments, being able to deal with 12 and a half years adjustment of pension.
12 and a half years?
Yeah, normally when somebody retires and get a gratuity, the person starts with what we call reduced pension. After 12 and a half years, the pension is reviewed upwards. In this exercise, about 175 persons, pensioners, have attained 12 and a half years of being pensioners, which means they have to be reviewed upwards. That calculation is there. It has been completed. We have done with the differentials that affected 358 persons. And now we are dealing with the back pay for the rest of them. On the whole, 1,983 persons will be affected, and they will all get their money once we finish. We are zeroing down to completion, and I think this week, today is the 19th, I'm sure, or the 20th. So we have to slow down after this weekend to deal with monthly pension next week. And thereafter, we will make the payment for all the back pays. Okay. Pensioners in this country, like in many countries, have done a human service to the country. And they deserve to be treated well. And this we are trying to do. And I assure you that every pensioner that is entitled to any outstanding back pay will be getting it by the first week of October.
Of October.
Yeah.
So pensioners, look out. The Accountant General, Semis Obiki, said that he's getting ready to take care of you. Let me just remind our listeners, I'm speaking to Mr. Ambrose Louis Obeke, who is the Accountant General in the Ministry of Finance here in Grenada. He's the person who makes sure that the Prime Minister has money in the kitty to be able to pay salaries, and you pensioners, I'm sure, to make sure that you have your money in. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back, and I continue my discussion with him because I want to know how much money the government has paid back pay people so far. How much back pay money would have been paid out, I'm sure. And those of you who have received your money, I'm sure you're very happy, except the pensioners, as you know, indicated. We'll be right back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, speaking with Mr. Obeke.
One call does it all. all your basic construction needs. Backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. It is a joy to be with you as we continue to talk. Good afternoon, everybody. And I'm talking to Mr. Obiki. Ambrose Lewis Obiki, who is the Accountant General in the Ministry of Finance here in Grenada. Now, Mr. Obiki, the big question. How much money has government paid in back pay since 2013? I know it's a lot of money. But I don't think we really know what the figure is. Maybe you may be able to help us. The prominent secretary wasn't willing to say exactly how much. But I think you hold a bag, and you hold a treasury bag, so you should know how much money that the government pay. Talk to us.
Thank you, Pastor. And welcome again, the listening public. Mm. It has been a Herculean task since August 2013, when we started handling the issues of back pay. The projections at the onset during the negotiation was about 40.5 million. But we have gone far beyond that because back pay is very complicated. Generally, according to the laws of this land, whenever there is a back pay, it includes persons who would have worked during that period but are no more around. Even if they have retired or also resigned. And other persons, including those in some statutory bodies like TAMCC, that's T.M. Arisho College, nobody would have believed they are involved in, they are entitled to back pay.
They're entitled to back pay?
Yes, and they are getting it. And child welfare authority. So, to answer the question simply, so far we have spent 46 million, and the estimate for this back pay, three installments we owe to pensioners will be about 6 million. So by the time I finish, I should have spent close to 52 million.
That's back pay.
Yes.
It's a lot of money in back pay.
That's what it is. It's a number, it's calculation figures.
Mm.
Imagine we talking about pensioners. You know, we have about 2,000 pensioners.
Okay. How challenging was it for you to find the money?
Challenging is not only for me to be challenged. The government itself is challenged in the sense that according to the law, the Accountant General manages the money but may not be involved in looking for it.
Oh, so the Accountant General can help look for the money, yet and know how to spend the money.
We help because we are professionals. We have to give our input in the form of advice. So getting the money is dependent on the revenue. We have revenue collectors who will collect usual revenue, and we have the government to source from other sources to complement what is collected. If we rely 100% on the revenue collectible in the country, we will never be able to do it.
Okay. So it's a combination of...
It's a combination of normal revenue, loans, grants, assistance from different sources. And you know this thing involves some networking, some goodwill, and some connections. With the government has to play its part.
Okay.
And they have done it tremendously well, in my opinion.
Right. So pretty much you're talking about 46 million government have spent so far for back pay.
Yes.
And you're saying that it would end up to about 52 million dollars in total.
Yes.
It's quite a figure. In that light, now you are responsible for the preparation of the statement of accounts, which goes to Parliament.
Yes.
What year are you working on right now?
We have discussed, the director of audit has looked at what we did for 2011. We have had discussions and made the updates. So we are, in that sense, we are now working on 2012. We are about finalizing 2012.
So we're one year behind, you would say?
Yeah, we have moved, we have progressed very well. In a few years ago, we used to be more than that behind.
So you have made progress?
Very good progress, and compared with our, I'm not trying to think we have done extremely the way we're supposed to do, because the law says we should be able to complete 6 months after the end of financial year. But you see, it is not the Accountant General's office alone that has some input. If a mission abroad delays for any reason, we have to wait until we get it. These are part of it. If any ministry is lagging behind, we have to wait. So that's what it is.
So then you are at the mercy of everybody else then?
You can say that.
But that's quite, that's not a good place to be for such an important base of government, because you have to prepare the statements. Therefore, people should have deadlines, and if they don't, what are the consequences?
And this is one of the reasons we have introduced some new ways of doing business. Right now, because the banks are going electronic, we have been able to introduce electronic bank reconciliation. We are able to view our accounts on our computers. Mm-hmm. Quite unlike before, when we have to wait for 45 days before we get a bank statement. We can get bank statement online now.
Okay.
That is an improvement. It's a new introduction we did in the last 1.5 years. We have been able to work with the missions abroad, even though it's not fully implemented, for them to be able to send us their monthly returns online. That is means ways and means of ensuring that we get all the information into the system. And most projects outside the system are now being brought in. Before, all projects prepare the accounts and then journalize to bring it into the system. And you can agree with me, all these arrangements lead themselves to delays and human error.
Yes, it does.
So what we have started doing, which initially when we started, most of our development partners were reluctant to have their monies in the central system.
Okay.
But by telling them that we are moving towards what is internationally known as Treasury Single Accounting System, many of them are buying into it, because they have seen that what we have put on the ground is of international standards.
Okay.
So World Bank has agreed that their projects can be brought into the center. IMF have agreed, EU has agreed, and so on and so forth. So to that extent, we are making progress, and we are hoping that once we integrate all the systems into the central system, which our system, which is commonly called the Smart Stream, is robust enough to carry all of them. Once we are able to do it and get them, we will be in a position to roll out the accounts faster than we are doing.
Okay, so that means it should be timely. Now, you are the chairman of Petrocarib Grenada, which is an important part of the Venezuelan arrangement that we have across the region. What is Petrocarib doing to help Grenada? What are some of the things they're involved in? What are they doing? I haven't heard much about it. We know it's there. Is government borrowing from Petrocarib, or Petrocarib is given to government, or is it, what are the projects they are doing throughout the length and breadth of the trial and state?
It will be nice for me to explain what Petrocarib is meant to do. Before I talk about what we are doing or hope to do, First and foremost, our primary assignment is to be able to ensure that we have regular electricity. We bring in diesel, which is the petroleum product used to power our electricity, and we sell it to one customer. So technically, Petrocaribe imports one product and has one client, Greenlake. As at now, this is hurricane season, we have to keep an inventory of at least 40,000 barrels every day. During off-season, the requirement under the contract is about 30,000 every day. And when you check the price of petroleum product, you see we are tying down a lot of money in one place. Many people may not understand it. We are not buying petroleum product at less than market price. We are buying them at OPEC flat price. However, there is a repayment plan that lends itself to being interpreted as soft. We pay a portion and have a long time to pay the other portion on a monthly basis. We are doing that. And in addition to that, in the arrangement, government is to get a percentage as a grant from the company, not from Venezuela. The company gives the government a grant and is obligated to invest the other money it has recovered from sales but not paid in such a way that it will be able to pay what is outstanding, including what it has given to government. Suffice it to say that from inception till today, government has benefited 128 million from Petrocaribe as grants from the company.
That's money government do not have to pay back.
No, but the company will pay back.
So the company would pay back the government of Venezuela.
Yeah, not the government of Venezuela, the petroleum company of Venezuela.
Okay.
And this year alone, the company has extended such grant to the tune of $12 million up to August. And we are hoping if things go as projected, by the end of the year, we should be hitting around $20 million. Plus minus any differentials that might occur, because the weather is something that has to do. If we have a bad weather, we may not do a much of operation. But from our projections, all things being equal.
Right. I don't have much time now. So tell me what are the things are you doing now?
Thank you very much. Last week we have signed with a company, a Venezuelan company, to start the LPG project.
What is that?
LPG is the domestic cooking gas project. We need a plant in Grenada, and that contract has been signed. The construction will be starting next week. So by Christmas, Grenadians will have another gas in the market. Today we have rubies and salt. We will be having Petrocaribe gas on our market by December. In fact, the first set will be coming in October. We will launch the plant before Christmas.
So will that make it cheaper?
We are hoping that it will to drive the price down, because the essence is to be able to revolutionize the cooking gas price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's one. What else are you doing? What else is Petrocaribe doing?
Yeah, this is the project on hand for now.
Okay.
And by the time, if we can manage to construct that plant within the next 14 weeks. That will be a plus for our market. It will bring competition into the cooking gas market.
Okay. Quickly, are you happy where the Ministry of Finance is when it comes to the financial base of the country as accountant to the general?
Nobody will be complacent in saying that we are okay where we are, because there is always room for improvement. We have some leakages here and there in revenue collection. many persons, professionals who are supposed to pay are not paying enough of what one might call their fair share in the tax drive. When we say tax, people don't know it is revenue. Time has passed when we wait for friendly countries to give us grants. All countries in the world are having their own problems. Asking for grants from other countries means collect taxes from your people and give it to us. It is no more going to be so, because there is no free lunch anywhere.
It's over. Everybody must pay their fair
share. People must be able to look after themselves. If you make 20 children, be prepared to assist to feed them.
And you know what it's like to have a big family. You come from Africa.
Yes.
A big family. So be prepared.
We suffer. We try to feed our family by having big farms. So if you have to have a country that is progressive, teach your people how to work.
And they would earn.
Because St. Paul said, if you do not want to work, do not eat.
That's a good note to end on. I have been speaking there to Mr. Ambrose Lewis Obike. He is the Accountant General here in the Ministry of Finance. And he's been talking to us what's happening there as the Accountant General. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity he has given to me to be with him here today. Thank you, Mr. Obike.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, the listening public, for listening to us. It's a pleasure to be invited.
Thank you so much. I do hope you have a very pleasant and enjoyable week. Join me here next week at the same time for another program of Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, wishing you a very blessed week.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.